Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The title of our message this morning, which I hope has caught your attention, is this: God's Not Fair. Based on the gospel reading this morning, the parable of the workers in the vineyard, especially verse 16, where Jesus says, "So the last will be first, and the first will be last." I invite you to follow your outline provided for you in your handout, again, as we consider our theme, God's Not Fair. Well, you've heard it said. You've probably said it yourself. And if you haven't said it, at least you have certainly felt it. It's not fair. From children who were told to turn off the television and do their homework, to students in university who receive a lower grade on our exam than they think they deserved, to adults when the tax bill arrives in the mail, it's not fair. It's not fair could be the title of today's parable of the landowner we just read from Matthew 16. The parable began. Jesus said, "For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. A laborer began his shift at 6 a.m. when the owner of the field went out and hired people to work picking grapes. He made an agreement with the workers, one denarius for 12 hours of work. It was a fair wage. The laborers were happy to get this wage for picking grapes. The laborer we're going to talk about had a family to feed. It was a good wage. He would take care of his family for the day. Work went well. The hours of the workday passed. Soon the sun was getting warm. It was 3 hours into the day by 9 a.m., but he was enjoying his work. Then he saw the owner of the vineyard go out at 9 a.m., at 12 noon, and again at 3 p.m. to get more workers. He had a large crop to gather in, and soon there was a big group of workers thankful for the job they had and for the wage they were getting paid. But then the owner went out one last time at 5 p.m., 1 hour before quitting time. Excitement began to build in the heart of our man hired at 6 a.m. because he had been in the vineyard working all day long. And he overheard the workers say, "Did you hear what happened? The owner came out to hire us with just 1 hour of work to go till 6 o'clock quitting time, and he promised to give us a denarius for 1 hour of work." Our man figured, "Wow, one denarius for 1 hour. I will work for 12 hours. I can't imagine how much more I'm going to get paid than them. Wait till I tell the wife at home how much money I'm bringing home." Pay time came at 6 p.m. And the surprise came, the parable says, when the laborers lined up to the foreman to get their pay for the day. The 5 p.m. crew was paid one denarius. The 3 p.m. crew was paid one denarius. The 12 noon crew was paid one denarius. The 9 a.m. hired crew was paid one denarius. Anger began to well up in the heart of our man who had worked since 6 a.m. when he was handed by the foreman one denarius for 12 hours of work. And he cried out, "It's not fair. I worked 12 hours. This guy worked 1 hour. We both get paid the same." Now listen to the words of the landowner as he addresses the men in our parable. "But he answered one of them, say, 'Friend, I'm not being unfair to you. Didn't you agree to work the day for a denarius? Take your pay and go. I want to give the man who is high blast the same as I gave you. Don't I have the right to do what I want with my own money? Or are you envious because I'm generous? That's verses 13 and 15. And now Jesus ends this parable with the theme of our text in verse 16, where he said, "So the last shall be first, and the first shall be last." In order to understand why Jesus told this parable, we have to see the context in which he spoke it. Jesus was addressing some Jewish religious leaders called Pharisees, and he was talking to his own group of disciples. Both groups were upset with Jesus. "Jesus, how could you? How could you love, reach out to, and welcome people we think aren't fit for the kingdom of God? We think aren't desirable to join our group. People like Gentiles, non-Jews, known sinners, foreigners, tax collectors, street-walking prostitutes, and the like." The question in the mind of the Pharisees and the disciples was this: who's welcome in God's kingdom? And eventually, who's welcome in heaven? The Pharisees' answer was, "Surely us. We've been faithful to God our whole lives. We're like the laborers hired at 6 a.m. We are God's chosen people, his special servants." The disciples' answer was, "Surely us, Lord. We are the closest of your followers. We are handpicked by you, Lord. We're like the people hired at 9 o'clock. You came looking for us." But Jesus' answer was, "God welcomes all who humbly come to him, even the latecomers at 5 p.m., like the Gentiles, the sinners, the tax collectors, the foreigners, and the like." And friends, you should know that at a later time in our Lord's life, as he hung upon that cross, he demonstrated this principle of God's divine mercy for all. Because a thief hanging next to him on a cross with his dying breath said to Jesus these words, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And according to the words of Jesus' parable today, this thief came to Jesus at 5:59 p.m., 1 minute before closing time. And Jesus said to him, "I tell you, today you'll be with me in paradise." In the words of the parable for today, Jesus says, "You get one denarius like all the rest." Now back to Jesus' parable of the landowner. Jesus' point in this parable is that anyone who comes to the Lord mercifully and repentant in simple faith is welcome in his kingdom. And the result and the reaction of the Pharisees and the disciples was this. Say it with me. "It's not fair." They said to Jesus, "Well, if anyone's welcome, is it worth all the trouble following you, Jesus?" Peter had just earlier said to our Lord in Matthew 19:27, the verse just before today's reading, Peter said these words, "Lord, we have left everything to follow you. What then will there be in it for us?" Now, here's where we make the application of our message for today. Have you ever asked yourself the question, is it worth it? This following Jesus, trying to live a God-pleasing life, serving him, trying to be active in my church, saying yes when I'm asked to serve, giving my regular financial offerings, making sure the children are in Sunday school, my youth in confirmation, and all the rest, is it worth it? Is it worth it, especially when I look around and see so many people, maybe in my own household, maybe in my own neighborhood, when I see so many people taking the easy way out, who make no time for God and no time for His church? Peter tells Jesus, it does not seem to be worth it. It's no fair. Peter says to Jesus, Lord, you know, we disciples gave up all that we had. We set aside our families. We set aside our jobs. And now you tell us anyone can get the rewards we think we deserve? Even Gentiles, foreigners, and sinners? It's not fair. But in this parable, Jesus says something to the Pharisees and disciples that we need to hear today. And here's what he says. God's way is not based on the values of this world. The world around you says this: work hard and get your reward. Tit for tat. It's only fair. And if you mess up and you get punished, that's the way it is. It's only fair. But in contrast, Jesus says, here's the way of God. Whoever turns to the Lord with a sincere heart receives mercy and forgiveness. It makes no difference how long you've been in the vineyard, from 6 a.m. or you just came at 5 p.m. It makes no difference how long you've had the Christian faith or been a member of His church, whether all your life or just this last little bit. To say it in the way this parable ended, Jesus says, the last shall be first, and the first shall be last. That is to say, God's mercy is the same for all people, whether a longtime believer, a new believer, or someone here just wanting to believe. God's way is the way of mercy, not fairness. And today, if you are listening to the words of this sermon, today, you can declare with me, thank God, that you're not fair, but that you're merciful. Now, it might sound heretical, but here's the truth of Holy Scripture. God is not fair. He is merciful. There's a big difference. If we were only treated by Almighty God on the basis of fairness, if we got what was coming to us due to our sin and rebellion against a holy God, if we got what was fair, what we would get would be punishment and judgment and death. In fact, as we consider the parable of the vineyard laborers today, the wages we have deserved because of the work we've done are judgment and death. What are wages? Wages are what we get paid for the work that we do. And here's what Romans 6:23 says about each one of us. It says, the wages of sin is death. The wages that should, in all fairness, be paid to us are horrible wages. You want God to be fair with you? Thank God that He's not fair, but that He's merciful. God's way is the way of mercy, not naked fairness. It's the story of the entire Bible, from Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden to that thief on the cross next to Jesus with his dying breath. The point of Jesus' parable is that it's not important whether you came into his vineyard at 6 a.m. or at 5 p.m. or like the thief on the cross at 5:59 p.m. It's not important when you came or how you came. My friends, this morning, maybe you're a lifelong believer, baptized as a baby, confirmed as a teen. Maybe you're a 6 a.m. person. Maybe you're an adult convert a 3 p.m. person. Maybe you're here today seeking God's love and a place in His kingdom. A 5 p.m. person. It makes no difference. The only important thing is this, that God in His mercy has welcomed you in. And each of us here today are welcomed by Almighty God because of the sacrifice of His Son upon that cross. That cross shows us very clearly that God's mercy covers what His fairness demands, payment for sin. There's a reason we sang the sermon hymn we sang this morning, Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone. That most beautiful and most meaningful of all hymns, Amazing Grace, pretty much sums up the main point of Jesus' parable of the vineyard workers. And it pretty much sums up the entirety of today's message. Listen to these words. Claim them as your own. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Thank you, dear Lord, that you're not fair, but that you're merciful. In the name of Jesus. Amen.